Hey, Wendy, we're on the Matt McNeil Show. What the heck?
That sounds great. I like our bumper music better, but we have to use Matt's, right?
Right. He's on some secret mission, I heard.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's great. Well, here we are. This is like our fifth hour on AM 950 this week already.
At least yours, yeah.
Well, you were on Pilots Progressive Party, and then we have on Tuesdays now Rock the Vote Native Style, mm-hmm. and that's been exciting and putting that out there. And we really want people to register to vote and really pushing the Native vote because, as we all know, the Native Americans can swing every vote in every county in this state. Mm-hmm. So we just need to activate our relatives.
Good.
Yeah. So we got a jam-packed show here. And what's really good about being on the radio and having really good guests is that we don't really have to do much.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you do have to say more than mm-hmm, because this is radio and no one could see that. Well, I guess we are on Facebook Live too, that it could see you shake your head. There's a bird talking to you right there out the window. You see him?
Oh.
He wants to be on the radio really bad. So there's a, go ahead.
I wanted to just mention all the disturbing images I've been seeing on social media about the Sturges motorcycle get-together in South Dakota. And they were saying that there's like something like 250,000 people there from all over the United States. There's very, very little social distancing, if any. And I don't see any masks in any of the photos that I've seen. And I just feel like all of those people are going to be going back to where they belong, right, from all over the United States. And we're just not ever going to get out of this COVID. It's not ever going to stop when people continue to behave this way.
Right.
I just don't have any idea about
how. Did you see what your home state did? Or at least in Manhattan. I know you're from Long Island, mm-hmm. but did you see what they did?
No. Tell me what they did.
Well, basically, they're checking people coming in and out of the, mm-hmm. the city.
Yeah, well,
and like people from 35 different cities were trying to come in,
mm-hmm.
and they're blocking them off. And then what happened in California, too?
Yeah.
The extremes to try and protect their people. They were having these outlandish parties at these mansions. And the governor basically said, you know, we're going to start turning off their electricity and water in these buildings if they don't.
That's amazing. That's great that they're doing that, but it's really sad that you have to do that. I mean, that's like a militarized state if you have to do that.
Right, exactly.
There was actually even a very small gathering here in northern Minnesota. A family attended somebody's funeral, and it, mm-hmm. you know, it was a very sad time for this family. And there was about 30 members who became infected, and they really did their best to social distance and wear masks. But then, you know, like later on in the day, everybody got a little loose, right? Took their masks off. They were grieving. They were hugging each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're wiping their eyes, right? Because they're crying.
Yes.
And 30 members of the family got infected. So we really need to just really kind of really hunker down. We need to stay home and not gather.
And right, exactly.
That's the only way we're going to get out of this. I mean, the United States is really the laughing stock of this world
mm-hmm.
on how we are handling this COVID virus. It's just really something else.
Right. We need to resist, divest, join a group, and run for office.
Exactly.
And I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the Matt McNeil Show here, and this is Wendy Pilot and Robert Pilot, and we have a jam-packed show, and we have Audrey Arquin. Well, first, before we get to Audrey, I just want to give a shout out to Beirut. Our prayers are with everybody there. That was just horrific. When
it's just a horrible thing, just a shock. People's lives were changed in a matter of seconds. Best wishes to them all.
Right. Thank you. And let's go to the phone here. And we have from the Minnesota Youth Climate Strike group, we have Audrey
Arquin.
Welcome to the Matt McNeil Show, Audrey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Say, I reached out to you because there's some important things that I think we need to know on this progressive show, and we need to shoot this out all over the state. And I don't mind if you want to tell a little bit about your group real quick and why I have you on the show.
Yeah, so the Minnesota Youth Climate Strike is a group of young climate activists fighting for environmental, social, racial, and climate justice across the state of Minnesota. We have members in the Twin Cities, in southern Minnesota, up in Duluth, and across the state. And one of the things we really want to focus on is stopping Line 3. And we've looked through a lot of candidates, and we found this race in District 62 in Minneapolis, where we've seen endorsements come into DFL members from these lobbyists that are representing companies such as Enbridge and other fossil fuel companies. We really want to make sure that we're fighting against these big corporations that are trying to buy, especially these Democratic senators from the cities, and make sure we get progressive climate champions in office.
Yeah, that's awesome, and I've heard a lot about your group, and it's great. I always say the women and the youth are going to lead the charge, and I wanted to say thank you. Why did I call you? There's some stuff going on that I think maybe the voters need to know before the Tuesday primary. What do we got going on here?
Yeah, so there's these two races that we've been focused on, one down in Minneapolis and one up in Duluth. With Jeff Hayden and Eric Simonson, who are two DFL members, they're Democratic senators, but they both have received large endorsements from these fossil fuel firms, specifically some that are representing Enbridge, who are the company that's building Line 3. And specifically when it comes to Jeff Hayden down in Minneapolis, he's a candidate who has signed a no fossil fuel money pledge. But we also found that it was very odd that he to take a public stance against Line 3. And when we dug into it more, we found that he had received these donations from Enbridge. And from there, it really started to show that even though he had signed this pledge, he was still receiving these donations. He was still not standing up against this huge climate catastrophe that we know will happen if Line 3 gets built. So we're looking at making sure that we stand up to these senators who are incumbents, but who are really not the best people for their districts, and make sure we fight in these primaries coming up on Tuesday for their challengers, Omar Fateh down in Minneapolis and Jen McEwen up in Duluth, so we can have some more progressive champions in office, and we can make sure we fight issues such as Line 3 and other issues surrounding the climate crisis across the state of Minnesota.
You know, Audrey, this is Wendy here, and I've often said this before, that our candidates should all wear a jacket that has all of their supporters pasted on it, like a NASCAR race car driver, that they have all their sponsors on their car. So this way we know who's buying them out and buying them off, because that's a really important thing, and that people don't really realize that these candidates get big, big money from bad, bad companies. So I'm glad you're telling us all that to wake everybody up.
Yeah, and too often we notice that, yes, we can look at these races, we can look at people's websites, we can look at what they say, but that's not always who they are as a person, and digging into those donations, digging into who's giving the money from these corporations will tell you a lot more about what these candidates' interests really are when they serve for us.
Yeah, and then we have another candidate too that we kind of want to give a little red flag to everybody about, and his name's Eric Simonson. Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, so Eric Simonson is running in Duluth and has had this history of backing fossil fuel interests and opposing efforts to protect our climate issues, and especially up in Duluth, especially as we look in areas in northern Minnesota. Those are areas that are being impacted right now by the climate crisis. We're being impacted by issues such as the Line 3 pipeline, such as the expansion of copper-nickel mining. And for representatives of northern Minnesota, there's a huge need for climate justice. There's a huge need for a climate champion. We need to protect things such as treaty rights. We need to protect our water rights. We need to protect the safety of our water and of our land in northern Minnesota. So we're fighting as Eric Simonson. We're hoping to lift up Jen McEwen, who is endorsed by many different climate organizations across the state in her quest to beat him in the primary coming up this Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I know you're very busy, but I just want you to tell everyone about your organization real quick, and then we're going to let you go. Let's hear a little bit about the Minnesota Youth Climate Strike organization.
Yeah, so just a little bit more. We're a group of almost 300 youth organizers spread across the state, and we've been fighting for almost 2 years as a group of youth that are interested in fighting against this issue. We've held events such as the big climate strike at the Capitol on September 20th, where we had almost 7,000 youth from across the state show up and fight for climate justice. We've been working with nonprofits across the states and with House reps on bills and fighting with the governor and the Secretary of State and the Attorney General on issues ranging from divestment to zero waste to Line 3. And really, our goal is to make sure that youth voice is represented in these arguments. We're going to be the ones that are most impacted by climate change in our future, and we're the ones that need to have a seat at the table and need to be pressing our elected officials and holding them accountable for the promises they make on the campaign trail and making sure they're standing up for our interests once they get into those legislative spheres. If you want more information, we have a website at MinnesotaYouthClimateStrike.com, or if you can follow us on Instagram at MNClimateStrike if you want some more information.
Wow, I just got the chills when you said that. I'm so proud of the youth, and the youth is going to lead the way. Gen Zs are going to be leading the way, and I'm really excited to have you on the show today.
It's an awesome organization, and you're going to be making so many awesome changes and fighting for your future and your children's future.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was awesome. Hey, wow. What a guest.
Yeah, Minnesota Youth Climate Strike.
Yeah.
What a name.
What a name. What an organization.
Exactly. And I really think it's so important to know who the candidates are being bought by and who's supporting them, because you'll learn a lot about them.
Right.
It was awesome. I'm so happy that
we were able to get them
Audrey
on.
Said that.
Yeah, really. Hey, this is the Matt McNeil Show. And up next, we're going to have North Dakota State Representative Ruth Buffalo on, and we're going to talk about some elections around Turtle Island. We'll be right back after this short break.
There's a lot going on that makes it easy to lose your cool these days, but Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is here to make sure that doesn't happen. This August, you can get a brand new air conditioner for just $2,500 with the purchase of a high-efficiency furnace. Standard Heating is also offering low payment options or 0% financing, which is also pretty cool. Find out more at standardheating.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve since 1930.
All Energy Solar is still committed to saving you on your next energy system through their zero-contact protocol. They can evaluate your property without visiting your home through calls and webinars. But incentive programs are expiring soon, so start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Minuteman Press Uptown is still open and printing everything, but they are taking some extra precautions. You can order by phone or online and do curbside pickup. Plus, they can help restaurants staying open with direct mail and geofencing. That's Minuteman Press Uptown.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way a fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces strives to maintain a healthy environment for their customers and employees. They invite you to visit weekdays 9:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 9:30 to 4. You'll find an uncrowded and comfortable social space to learn about Woodland Stoves' many indoor and outdoor fireplace products. More at woodlandstoves.com.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Wow. This is the Matt McNeil show.
What kind of music was that? I think I just had a seizure.
My eyes twitching. Wow, Matt, we're going to have to send you some music your way. Jeez.
Well,
hey, this.
Let me say this, Wendy.
This is the Matt McNeil show, and Wendy and I have been on the radio way too much this week.
Yeah, but we're loving it. Hey, you know what? I really liked what Audrey said about the candidates and that we need to know who's supporting them financially, because we'll really get a good idea of who they really are, besides reading their website. And I just wanted to mention, the Humane Society of the United States has what's called a humane scorecard. And I often look at this humane scorecard because I care a lot about animal issues. And I could look at this scorecard and I can see who my representatives are there on the scorecard and my senators. And I could see how they voted on certain animal issues. And I take that into consideration when I go to the polls. So you could go on and look at your candidate and see what they voted on, what they didn't vote on, and how they voted, and it will give you more information about what you wanted, who you want to represent you.
So. Exactly. So we just found out a couple people that we don't want to represent us. Well, that was awesome. So the rest of the show, we're going to have Ruth Buffalo on real shortly in a couple seconds here, and she's North Dakota State House Rep. And after that, we're going to have Audrey Thayer, who's running for Bemidji City Council up there in the deep, deep north, Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy, pay attention to me.
We have a bird bath literally right outside the window of our studio, and there's two female beautiful cardinals in the bird bath right now. So I'm kind of mesmerized by them. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll mute your mic, and then we're going to talk to Ruth Buffalo, State House Representative from North Dakota. Welcome, Ruth. Thank you for being on the Matt McNeil Show here on AM 950.
Hi, Nito Shadzal. Hi, everybody. It's an honor to be here in this virtual space with all of you again. So thank you for having me.
Right. Hey, we talked a little bit today, and thank you for being on. We talked a little bit today about there's some exciting news with some Native candidates across Turtle Island. Do you think you could give our audience a quick update? It's really exciting to hear this news.
Yeah, so a lot of the Native candidates made it past their primary this past Tuesday. We were able to visit with a few of them this past week via Native Roots Radio Truth with Ruth show. We have Christine Haswood, Lawrence, Kansas. She will be the youngest woman to hold a legislative seat in the state of Kansas, so that's pretty exciting. All four Native candidates out of Kansas made their primary, but there's also 9 out of 10, I believe, that made it past their primary. And so it's super exciting to see the representation in every level of government, from county, city council, state government. And so it's exciting to see. We know that the Native vote is going to be very impactful once again in this presidential campaign, or, you know, the 2020 election. And so just looking forward to supporting our Native candidates and turning a lot of the seats blue across the United States.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then right across across the border, we have Heather Keeler. You know a little bit about her, and she's running for, I believe, District 4 in Minnesota, up there in the corner, up there in Fargo.
Yes, yep, right across the Red River from us here in Fargo, across the river. In Moorhead, Heather Keeler is running for a legislative seat in the Minnesota legislature for 4A. And her primary, as I'm sure you all know, being out of Minnesota, her primary is August 11th. And so super excited. hoping to phone bank for her as well. She is an outstanding leader, and we have kind of both leaned on each other throughout our time back here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, helping each other's family with support. And she is a up-and-coming leader involved in so many different areas in her community. She sits on the Human Rights Commission, which is underneath the City of Moorhead's umbrella. She also sits on the City of Fargo's Native American Commission, and she's a strong advocate in education, equity, and strong voice. She's currently working in higher education at NDSU, and so she brings a wealth of information, and Minnesota would be very, very lucky to have her representing them in the state legislature.
Yeah, wow, that was really good. That was a really good promo. Let's talk just a little bit about your show that's biweekly on Native Roots Radio Network, and we're going to probably get that on iTunes real soon, and Truth with Ruth. And we had an episode last night on Facebook Live. Just a great positive thing that you're doing. Can you tell us a little, everybody a little bit about your show?
Sure. Yeah. Like, huge thanks to you for providing this virtual space for us. It's to amplify the voices of our Native candidates, and we're focusing on our Native women candidates just because, that, you know, to begin with, there's a disproportionate underrepresentation of women in every level of government. And then add another layer of complexity is being of Indigenous Native American background and citizenship. So the show is to really amplify the voices of our Native women candidates and elected leaders. And last night we had a really awesome panel of diversity in terms of elected officials to single moms to moms running for office and being in elected office. So it was just a really rich conversation that really focused on, like you mentioned, positive things of our spirituality, things that keep us grounded, what we're doing during, of course, COVID-19 times, but also those that are running a campaign for the very first time during COVID-19. So really just wanting to uplift the voices of the women who are going into spaces that we haven't traditionally, historically been welcomed into. And so it's super powerful to hear everyone speak their truth and really amplify all of our voices as a collective. So we're super thankful that you provide that space for us. Lots of good odds.
Hey, Ruth, it's Wendy here. Say, if you wanted to get involved with your government and get involved in wanting to become a representative and representing your people, I remember last night you were talking about how you can internship. And if people are out there listening to this and they wanted to get started in doing this, what would be the first step for them to do before they started, you know, become a representative or run for office?
I would say, you know, what I did was I reached out to Representative Ponca Lee Victors. I had heard her speak at a tribal law symposium in Kansas and, you know, was able to visit with her and later revisited her, circled back and said, hey, I'm interested in, you know, kind of gaining more experience in local government. Would it be possible to shadow you or is there any opportunities there to volunteer in your office? And she said, sure, you know, actually we have an internship and we're accepting applications. So the timing was great. And just really building off of the relationships that you have within the community. But I would say, you know, definitely don't shy away from any opportunity to visit with your elected officials, because they're human beings just like us, you know, and we have to continue to also, you know, hold our elected leaders accountable, but also understanding that they're humans just like us. And I think you'll be surprised once you reach out to your electeds. It's not as scary as you think. And so, yeah, I would say just, you know, have a conversation, one-on-one conversation with your elected official. Internships are out there, and even just participating, showing up to a meeting like a city commission meeting, different commission meetings. You'll learn a lot just by being in that space, and oftentimes you'll find that nobody's asking the questions that you're thinking of, or they might just be too scared to ask that question. So once you kind of take that dive and put yourself out there, you'll find that you have a lot more support than you thought. You know, someone might even come up to you and say, wow, thank you so much for asking that question. You know, so
yeah.
It's really just kind of taking a personal responsibility and don't let others intimidate you. Just do it.
Wow. Well, Ruth, thank you so much for being on. And I want to tell everybody out there that Ruth is weekly on the Native Symposium that's broadcast on AM 950, rebroadcast 6 to 8 on Sundays, and then also a regular on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Thank you so much for being on the Matt McNeil Show and spending some time with us. And we really, really need to support every Native politician out there, Ruth. Thank you so much.
Yep, lots of good ads. Thank you.
Pinigigi. Hey, that was Ruth Buffalo, Wendy. We love her, don't we?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, hey, this is the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back with Audrey Thayer. Yo.
Minnehaha Falls Landscaping creates outdoor environments that grow beauty and support health and wellness. We provide everything needed for people and pollinators to grow healthy together in the home landscape. Contact us for landscape renovations, patios, walkways, retaining walls, butterfly gardens, rain gardens, and bee lawns. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping is a business rooted in healthy soil. We rely on soil health to beautify landscapes, restore ecosystems, and protect pollinators. We love sharing our soil secrets with everyone. Visit us at MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hey, Cudigy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pinigi, and thank you for your support.
Hello, humans! This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio. I've got some exciting news. I'm moving! No, not physically, but my show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, is moving from Monday mornings to Monday afternoons. Beginning on August 10th, you'll be able to hear Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday afternoons from 2 to 3. It will still be the same show you've come to love, where I talk about idealism and changing the world. So please, tune in for Ellie 2.0 Radio every Monday afternoon from 2 to 3. See you then!
Get $50 for your trade-in regardless of condition when you buy your new appliances from Warner Stellion. Buy at Warner Stellion and you get our already low price guarantee. Trusted free delivery, professional installation, and 18 months no interest financing. Choose from thousands of in-stock appliances with friendly specialists who save you time and money. Say goodbye to your tired appliances and get $50 rebates for a limited time from the specialists at Warner Stellion.
This is the Matt McNeil Show with some awesome bumper music, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm going to not talk because I couldn't get my words out before.
That was a good question.
It was a good question.
You circled around yourself a couple times.
Couldn't get my words together.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm not going to throw stones.
I think it happens to the best of us.
You've
right?
heard me for 4 years.
But I could say Yosemite.
Yosemite?
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum?
Can you say immunization?
Immunization?
It's an inside joke, everyone.
No, it's not.
Who's up next, Robert?
Hey, good segue, Wendy. Audrey Thayer, who's running for Bemidji City Council, and we've had her on a few times, and it's getting to be crunch time, and we really want her to come on and speak her truth and get all our relatives all across Minnesota to vote for her up there in Bemidji.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome, Audrey.
Well, welcome. Please don't ask me to pronounce any of those words. I wouldn't want to be stumbling through that either. So it was good to hear that little bit from you, too. So, and how are you all today?
We're great. We're sitting in for Matt McNeil. We just had Ruth Buffalo on, and then we just had Minnesota Youth Climate Strike person on to lead off the show and talk
about Audrey Aucoin.
Right. And so,
oh, nice.
Now you're the cherry on top of this sundae, and you're going to take us home.
I hope so. This has been, this primary has been a run for the money, and, it's anybody's game at this point in my ward. There are five people running, and I know there are candidates out there. I actually scolded one on social media because I flyer each door. I don't knock and make people come out. We're in COVID-19, and if somebody comes out of their yard, I make sure I have my mask up and I step back, because you don't want to be like a bee going flower to flower sharing. And so we have some foolish candidates, a couple of them in different wards out there today, knocking on doors. And I said, let's not do that. You're not supporting the community. You've got to always think about what you're doing when you're out there listening to the constituents. So we are down to it. Yes, today is my today and Saturday. We don't work on Sunday. This is a fairly strong Christian area up here, and on Sundays, people tend to stay with their families and do cookouts, or maybe they go to church. I don't know. It seems to be. And Monday will be our last big hurrah. And then Tuesday we wait to see if we make a primary. And like I said, with five candidates in my ward, you can imagine it could go anyway because we could split that boat so easily. And, being an indigenous woman, being a woman, indigenous, and I have gray hair, it's really hard for me to imagine that I'll make primary, but I might. I'm going to be optimistic. We've worked hard. We've worked very hard. And I'm really grateful for the team that's, of young Indigenous people that have been working through videos and doing a lot on social media, a heck of a job fundraising. We raised a good our money so that we could do what we needed to do. And so we strategically we did right during the primary. And so everything was in order. We had a little mudslinging at us, which is expected. I suspect it won't be challenging until after the primary if I make it. If I don't, some lucky campaign's going to get some nice donations because we'll pass those off if there's any left over. We're trying to spend out real fast today. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that for the Indigenous community, we have six running up here, and it's so exciting. There's Christian Taylor. There's Joey Opegard-Peltier, Dan Jourdain, Laura Fairbanks, Tim Sumner, incumbent, and myself, Audrey Thayer. Two of them were have been part of my life as students, so you can imagine how I feel because I've worked very hard in teaching decolonization and having our students understand assimilation versus decolonization and the Western worldview versus our traditional worldview. And how we can blend that and him, you know, putting them on our path of life alongside of each other, utilizing both to our best of manner, best of our abilities, but not compromising who we are as Indigenous people. You know, so I get pretty excited.
Yeah,
you know,
that is exciting.
It's huge.
I'm a high school teacher too, and when I see students, and I've been doing it for 25 years, and when I see students out in the community doing their thing, whether they're young and just graduated or close to 40 now, it just my buttons pop up just about the great people that they've become.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the joy at very, you know, I'm in a small tribal college that allows me to do many good things. You know, so I see it from my years of activism moving right into more activism, but on the front lines of a college to move students and human beings forward to have critical thinking and research. So it's important we vote now. I mean, this is a primary. This is local politics, some of our state races. And you think about it, that is where it really matters is our local politics. We can do a lot. We can change a lot in our small communities, in our suburban communities. You know, when we look at the bigger picture of our state, you know, and we have work to do. You know, we have some huge divisions in the state of Minnesota. We have a 45th year individual. I don't like to say his name, but you know, he's trying to turn Minnesota red. You know, I'm not a political party person. I'm about issues. And I believe that this is the race that I belong in because it is to be nonpartisan for this city and for this county of Beltrami. So it is important that we vote, every single person. It does matter. And that's people often say that it does not. But where do we find hope?
Right.
You know, and so I've often said, you know, you can say that, but I'm still going to go and vote. I'm still going to do action, and I'm a dual citizen in Turtle Island. You know, I get to vote indigenously. I get to vote in the U.S. elections. I'm going to do that, and I have been since I was 18. And I feel very strong that we go from every direction possible to create change, to take a look at, and it's about our Earth Mother. It's about the land. It's about the water. It's about the eighth fire, the seventh generation teachings. All of those fit. And that's because as my being Anishinaabe, those are my teachings. You know, and so that's kind of where I'm coming from. And I said a lot already.
No, but you're supposed to talk a lot because it's a radio show. And that's why we have you on. Not only do we support you and we're excited about your campaign, but I know a lot of people that we've had on our show are really excited about your campaign and say you have a really good chance. And there's, you have a good chance when people are knocking over your billboards and stuff.
Oh, there's been a little bit of mudslinging going on. And now I have to, and I'm thinking after the primary, and I don't want to jinx it. So if I win the primary, you know, I have to come in a whole different strategy in two folds, because one, the college students are coming back. The majority of Ward 1 is Bemidji State University. Mm. We don't have a large percentage of Indigenous people on the campus. We have a Native American Studies department. We have some really awesome instructors who are Indigenous. But basically, it's a lot of them are coming from Minneapolis, from the suburbs, that are attending this college so they can ice fish and maintain their C average, and with their, you know, and I'm going to sound like a cynic, with their parents' dollar, but they get their education, and we feed off of that in this ward. You know, the city lives off that, but nothing as much as what's coming in from the three large reservations, the three largest in the state of Minnesota that are in the, you know, Bemidji sits in amongst them. So, you know, there's a lot of dynamics here. And I feel like and I've said this on the show, that I feel like we're back in the 50s sometimes.
Right.
50 years back up here. And it feels like that when, I've been a couple of the, safe League of Women Voters had real outdoor events. We you know, spaced out, masks on. Mm-hmm. We were actually politically divided by our masks, and which is going on all over the state. And, you know, I just, and then to have people believe, because I'm indigenous, one, that I'm educated and I mm-hmm. understand leadership, have knowledge and experience, but I'm not just about Indians. It's our teachings is everybody with us.
Right.
You know, so that's all races. That's all color cultures. That's not just indigenous people. And that's another piece. That's right. A huge trust issue for this area.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
Well, we're putting tobacco out for you and hoping that free T-shirt you're going to send me comes in the mail soon because I really love the
graphic. Okay, I told Thomas that. He said if we make our hump on August 11th, you know, we'll get T-shirts. And what size do you wear?
Extra buff. Extra large, I mean.
Extra buff. So I told him that we would do that because some of the other campaigns are more, and I thought we were doing well financially, but there's some other ones that are much better, and they have T-shirts, and I was like, really, like, huh. Yeah. And then Tim Sumner, who you've had on the air, he mm-hmm. went to the secondhand shop and found shirts and created them by himself. I loved it. Right. And I told Tim he had much more energy than I did, you know, in how he was doing that. But mm-hmm. We won't send you a used T-shirt.
Okay. Well, thank you, Audrey. And just give us your website and how we can support you real quick. And then we're going to say see you later. What is your website?
It's Audrey for Bemidji. And you mm-hmm. go on social media, Facebook, Audrey for Bemidji. And I should pop right up. And there is a Dropbox on there, which makes it easy. And I believe that there's also my address that's also on that spot.
Well, thank you so much. And I have a really good feeling about this. And what's exciting is once you get into the next level and then you become city council member, you'll be a regular on Native Roots Radio because you'll be a high-powered politician up there in Bemidji.
Oh, I'm going to be a change maker if I get in there. That's what I'm going to do.
That's
you
right.
You know, it's this. That's what's you know. These little cities think they don't have a lot of power, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
That's right. I'm excited for
Thank you. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the time. Thank you for this wonderful station, and I appreciate all of you.
Miigwech. We do too. We really are. Excited.
Thank you, Audrey, and best wishes.
Hey.
Thank you, Miigwech. I appreciate it.
Pini Gigi, you're listening to the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950, and we'll be right back.
The Minnesota Army National Guard salutes the high school graduating class of 2020. We recognize all of your hard work and the resilience you've demonstrated during this historic time for our country. Those are the traits of a great citizen soldier. You can continue to stand out and be a leader in your community as a soldier in the Minnesota Army National Guard. Learn more about the benefits of part-time service in the Army National Guard at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Delicious breakfast options include the slow-cooked brisket hash, chicken fried steak, and the famed drunken banana French toast. Or for lunch and dinner, there's Swedish meatballs, wild rice gumbo, and more. Hazel's Northeast is open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 8 to 8, and Sundays, 9 to 2. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis. Make your reservation now at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hi, this is Laura. These are indeed confusing times. So much of our life, education, business, meetings have moved online, yet not everyone has internet access. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, is here for everyone. Radio reaches people without internet. In fact, radio reaches more Americans than any other platform. 92% of U.S. adults listen to radio every week. Radio connects. If you know some organization, maybe a religious or civic group, seeking to engage and knows that a Zoom call costs money and does not reach everyone, consider a taped or live broadcast on AM 950. Perhaps a virtual not-so-silent auction, recovery support, spiritual support, business networking, poetry slam. If you want to learn more about creating a live or taped message on AM 950, call 952-946-8885 or email Laura at am950radio.com. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, here for everyone.
Hello, it's Keith Ellison. I'm voting for Ilhan Omar in the upcoming DFL primary because she shows up for the community. When they tried to take our vote away or interfere with our right to marry who we love, Ilhan stepped up and urged everybody to vote no twice. When Trump announced his Muslim ban, Ilhan Omar organized thousands of Minnesotans to stand up and say no. Everybody's welcome in Minnesota. When COVID-19 hit, Ilhan passed the Meals Act, guaranteeing school meals for all of our district students and 20 million students nationwide. She raised over $300,000 to support local organizations. Now, we need to show up for Ilhan. Go to dfl.org and get your ballot. Vote early at your county office or vote in person on August 11th.
I'm Ilhan Omar, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ilhan for Congress.
Okay, it's the Matt McNeil Show here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
We're back.
Yeah. Hey, wow. What some awesome guests, Wendy.
Yeah, great show. I loved Audrey Aucoin, Minnesota Youth Climate Strike, and it's really important for our youth to get out there and to
sounds
fight.
Sounds like they
for
are what? Doing it.
Unbelievable. Really.
I got chills when he talked about I got chills.
Yeah, about how many members they have, how many people are showing up at
the Capitol.
Yeah,
that's 7,000 people.
That's amazing.
You know,
Ruth Buffalo, North Dakota State House Representative. She's great. We have her on all the time. She has such good information. She does
good energy,
great work, great energy.
Yeah, yeah, very positive. And then she's got the symposium with she's on the symposium, but she also has her own show called Truth with Ruth, Truth with Ruth Buffalo.
Yeah.
And then last night was the show, and you can get it on my Native Roots Radio Facebook and listen to it. It was an hour long, and it was just positive and talking to Native women all across Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Audrey Thayer, Bemidji City Council candidate. Awesome, Audrey, and we wish you the best of luck. And thank you for everything that you do, and for your energy and your caring and wanting to represent people. So that's fantastic. A couple of sounds going in here. I don't know what it's from. Not from me. It's not me.
Yeah.
Robert always looks at me like, what are you doing? Why don't you put your phone down?
Yeah, it was like a bell from somewhere. Mm-hmm. We hear our cat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's great about being able to do the show from home in our home studio is all animals bum rushing the door. They're hungry at the time we're on the radio.
Exactly. We try to get everybody organized and settled down. And Wanda, our little black Shih Tzu dog,
she's got her own chair.
She sits every time. She loves to be in here to hear our voices. And she just sits on the chair right next to me and sleeps very
nicely. I think
nicely.
We should get her a high chair. My parents had a high chair for
her. Yeah,
dogs.
We could do that. And then she could be
put
on the
right
Facebook
here.
Page.
Get her a microphone, a little set of headphones.
Yeah, but if people aren't listening, babe, tell them how they could get on and watch us on Facebook.
Yeah, well, we are always live on Facebook, and that is on Native Roots Radio on Facebook. You can find us. We get a lot of traffic there. We get
you can see the messy studio. And
Like Truth with Ruth got 5,000 views last night. And we've been averaging 4,000 or 5,000. We'll see if Matt's show holds up to a good number. We'll blame it on Matt. Well, we'll blame it on Matt.
Absolutely. We're prime time here.
That's right.
He's got the good time.
Right. Hey, and you know, it's really funny. City Pages just came up with the best radio personality.
Yeah.
And somebody from NPR won this year, and that used to be on Channel 5 News.
Really?
And Matt won a few years ago.
Wow, that's amazing.
Remember that? We'd walk down the studio and see the...
That's right.
Yeah, so he's amazing because he can... I always need you, Wendy.
And I need you too, Robert.
Oh, I mean for radio. but I always need you for radio and, you know, I need you to be a nice wife.
Mm-hmm. Depends.
Yes, I'm wearing my Depends. What about it? I always like, you know, having somebody to bounce stuff off, mm-hmm. but he's amazing where he can just like flow and talk about the news, and I'm just going.
And he could do the whole show all by himself. He doesn't even need a guest.
Yeah. I probably have about 2,000-3,000. I probably have 20,000 ums, the same amount of lies that the 45 has done in 3.5 years.
Oh my God. How many is he up to? Do you know now?
I don't know. It was 20-some thousand, 20, but he doubles up. So if he says something outrageous, mm-hmm. which is a lie, he'll lie the next day and say, I didn't say it.
Or I didn't mean it.
So it's a double.
Yeah, it is
so
a double.
One of his lies is always squared. Is that right? Squared?
Yeah.
Wow, a mathematician.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm a St. Paul Public School teacher, too, and we're excited that we're starting in distance learning.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you're starting distance learning. That was really very stressful for me to know that you would have been going back to the classroom, and that would have been scary for me.
Right. Well, and we really, and I think St. Paul's really jumping ahead and trying to get people Wi-Fi. And I know up north, there's whole issues with that because mm-hmm. of internet and dead spots up there. You know, I just, when they were discussing it, I felt like, you know, you heard what Obama's wife said a couple days ago, that she's had a depression that I think we all can relate
to. Kind of underlying kind of
gray cloud.
Yeah.
First covert, and then the George Floyd murder.
COVID.
What did I say?
Covert.
Oh God, I need you. Hey, we want.
And then George Floyd and the uprising, unrest, and the protests, and everything that's going on, and now what happened in Beirut, the bombing, and the hurricane that came up the coast, and this. Displacements. I sometimes feel like we're headed to the end of the world here some days.
That's a song too. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my uncle Curtis. He's listening, and I've seen him. I'm going to give you a call afterwards. He said, call me, you know, mm-hmm. he's sending me personal messages over our show. That's awesome. And then I'm also want to give a shout out to Tracy Wilkie, and she's running for office, and good luck to her. And hopefully we'll be talking to her soon on one of our million shows that you have, Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
And look soon for Wendy's show about animals. She's starting a podcast.
I'm going to come up with a podcast about animals.
And she's got the studio to do it. Well, here we go. That was an hour. It flew by. And thank you, Matt McNeil, for letting us be on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, AM950, for all you do for Native people across Turtle Island here and for us specifically.
And thanks for being progressive.
Oh, yes. Thank you.